A lot of money and a lot of hard work was put into this job. However, technology was developing very quickly. And 30 years later, the canal became almost useless because trains developed. And instead of carrying things on rivers, it became much easier to carry things by train. You could carry much larger quantities, much heavier loads by train. And this helped with the increase in development of factories where you could produce large quantities in one place and move them large distances. So the canal, in a sense, was a short-lived and not particularly useful venture. 1840, Reading Station was opened. I think the first trains started to roll in 1836. So Reading was one of the first stations of development. What we can see is that we have many railway lines going through Reading. They go from north to south, east to west, but also in different directions. From Reading, it's very easy to go to all parts of England. With trains, we get an increase in industry. So we're moving away, well away from cloth and leather. In the Victorian era, we're moving towards the building of factories, production. And Reading is famous for 3 B's. Biscuits, beer, and bulbs. And the first of these, biscuits, with a company called Huntley and Palmer's. Now, I was telling you that there would be horses going between London and Bath and many other places. When they stopped in Reading, people would want to eat, they would want to get water and food for their horses, but they might also want to buy presents for their family or for friends. So, Mr. Huntley had a good idea. Mr. Huntley made biscuits. But at that time, people would buy the biscuits and put them into a little paper box. And when they got back to London, the biscuits wouldn't taste so good. Yeah, because they got a little bit soft. The flavour was not so strong. His nephew was a man called Palmer, who was a metal worker. And Huntley said, why don't we make a box out of metal? Because then we can keep the freshness of the biscuits. And Palmer decided, yeah, let's try that. And he used a metal which is called tin, T-I-N. The metal is quite heavy, but it's also strong. And he made boxes out of tin, put the biscuits inside, and then covered it. And Mr. Huntley started selling his biscuits in the tins. And they travelled to London. But then people in London said, this is fantastic. And they would take the tins to other countries. And they would give the tins of biscuits to people in France, in Germany, in Italy, even India. The first Englishman to go to Tibet, got to Tibet and he was greeted. The Lord made him sit down, offered him tea, and offered him a box, a tin of Huntley and Palmer's biscuits. No Englishman had been there before, but Huntley and Palmer's biscuits had gone to Tibet before any English person did. Huntley and Palmer's is now closed. Beer, there was a brewery called Simmons Brewery. And lastly, bulbs. Bulb here is like an onion or garlic. So we talk about an onion bulb. bulbs are also used for growing, I mean, flowers from bulbs. There was, well, as I said, these have all closed now. Simmons was bought by a larger brewery and was closed down. Huntley and Palmer's moved out. Sutton's also moved out. There is a fourth B. Bricks. Like in this wall. Reading was famous for the bricks made from local clay. And the typical Reading brick is a red brick. There are a couple of buildings around the university which use the red brick, but maybe the best example is in the centre of town at the town hall, which is made from Reading brick. This was designed by a famous Victorian architect, Alfred Waterhouse.